Parliament's Human Rights Committee has raised concerns about a series of bills proposed by the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison. It repeatedly calls on the Minister to provide more information to show that the changes don't breach Australia's human rights obligations and rebukes him for not answering. The committee finds some migration legislation could violate international agreements, including one on arbitrary detention. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Parliament's Human Rights Committee scrutinises bills and regulations to ensure Australia's not breaching its international obligations. It's chaired by West Australian Liberal Senator Dean Smith and has five coalition members and five non-coalition. Senator Smith's tabled the report, warning in particular about Migration Amendment Bill No. 1, which has six schedules and is due for debate soon.
The committee has raised concerns about each of these amendments. In most cases, the committee has sought more information from the minister, noting that the statement of compatibility for the bill did not provide an adequate assessment of how the limitation on rights in each case was reasonable, necessary, and proportionate.
He singles out the aspect that would prevent someone from applying for a protection visa again if they've already been refused once, even if the first time they were a child or mentally impaired and didn't understand. Senator Smith warns it could breach some of Australia's most serious obligations under the Refugee Convention and the Convention Against Torture.
The schedule also engages Australia's non-refoulement obligations, the obligation not to return people to harm. In this regard, the committee notes that merits review of decisions to remove people from Australia is an important aspect of our non-refoulement obligations.
The committee report exposes clear tensions with the Minister, Scott Morrison. It says some of the justifications for limiting human rights are not acceptable.
The committee considers that seeking to justify a limitation on human rights by reference to general matters such as national security, integrity of the system, or public expectation is insufficient.
The committee repeatedly calls for further information from the minister to show that proposals are consistent with human rights obligations. But at times the minister refuses, arguing he's not technically required to answer. But the committee notes that many other departments routinely answer, even if there's no legal requirement. It's also critical of the minister's decision to cap the number of protection visas that can be issued this financial year. It suggests that might breach the rule against arbitrary detention for those people being held in immigration detention who are unable to get a visa because of the cap. And the committee criticises the minister's move to bring in a code of behaviour for people on bridging visas. It says it accepts that the measures are primarily aimed at public safety, but remains concerned that the necessity hasn't been adequately demonstrated. The Human Rights Committee calls on the minister to clarify the sort of circumstances where he would cancel a visa for a breach of the code of behaviour, but he says he's not prepared to speculate.
Louise Yaxley.